The rundown for Monday the 31st of August. 3 items, about 5 minutes. 1 Microsoft change with a deadline, 1 business video you sent me yourself, and 1 episode this engine got wrong last time and went back for. First, and this is the one with a clock on it. T-365 published his monthly Microsoft roundup. Watch 2 stretches of it, from 6 minutes to 8, and from 8 to 11. Skip everything else. The reason is the sharing change. Between now and late October, Microsoft is rolling out a new file sharing experience across SharePoint and OneDrive. The default link changes to only the people you add, which is a genuine security improvement. But the presenter says this overrides the sharing settings you have already configured at site level, and that looks wrong. Everything I could find says administrators keep an override per site collection and per OneDrive. So before you tell a client either way, open the message center post in your own tenant and read it there. Getting this backwards in front of a client is an easy way to look careless. The second Microsoft item is quieter and probably bigger. Exchange Web Services is being retired, and it takes cross-tenant calendar sharing with it. Free busy lookups, mail tips, shared calendars between 2 organizations, all of it moves onto something called cross-tenant access policy. Nobody has to touch a setting for this to break. And the replacement is inbound only, which means both organizations have to configure it separately. Your client cannot fix it alone. If you want one command to run this week, it is get organization relationship across your client base. That tells you the blast radius. One more from that video. He briefs the September date for the text message multi-factor retirement and skips the hard one. The 1st of February next year is when sign-in actually blocks for anyone whose only method is a text message or a voice call. There is no opt-out from that. Brief the February date. Second item. Dan Martell, on starting a one-person business with artificial intelligence. This is the video you sent me. Watch it, from 4 minutes to 15, at 1.5 speed. It is 3 questions. What are people already paying somebody else to solve? What can you do better than almost anyone? And can you get 1 real payment inside 7 days? He gives you the actual prompts, which is rarer than it sounds in this genre. The third question is the one that matters, because it is the gate you have been standing in front of for months. 7 ideas killed, none validated. So here is the thing to actually do. Write a 1-page offer. Promise, timeline, price. List 10 managed service providers you can genuinely reach. Send the message and ask for a paid pilot. Not a call, not a demo. Money. A payment link, and nothing built. One warning. His validation trick is to take a real card number for a product that does not exist, then tell the customer the servers are full. Do not do that here. It is misrepresentation, and holding card details outside a payment flow is a data protection problem you do not need. Take a refundable deposit through a payment link instead. Same signal, and a completed payment is stronger evidence than an abandoned form anyway. Third item, and this one is an admission. Last time this engine looked at the Diary of a CEO episode with Dr. Darby Saxby on the father's brain, it threw the episode away on the assumption that you do not have children. You have 3. That was checkable and it was not checked, so this run went back and read the whole thing. The science is real. First-time fathers lose about 1% of gray matter, concentrated in the part of the brain that reads other people's intentions, and it is efficiency rather than damage. Testosterone drops about 25% in hands-on fathers, and both extremes are bad. I confirmed both against the original papers. But the useful part is not the neuroscience, because with 3 children you have already run that experiment. The useful part is 8 minutes near the end, and 1 finding in the middle. Her lab looked for the single thing that turns a bad argument good, and it is validation. Saying I understand what you are saying, I see where you are coming from, before you make your own point. Once somebody feels heard, the wind goes out of being furious. That is not really parenting advice. You are working on listening rather than defaulting to debate. This is the smallest testable version of that, and it came out of a controlled study rather than a self-help book. That is the rundown. For more were sliced thin and told to you in the summary email, 6 were rejected, 2 deferred, and 9 of Dan Martell's back catalogue never reached the gate at all because of a polling cap. The summary email names every one of them, including the ones I cut, so you can overrule me. Have a good week.